All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. We want to give a special shout out to an executive consultant out there. Norbert Hennessy is with us every week, and this week he got to ring the bell, did his final round of chemo. Norbert, we are proud of you. We love you, and we're glad to have you with us on the calls. We're glad that you record the calls and everything that you do for the Ambit community. You're awesome, dude. Really appreciate you. Hey, listen, folks, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. This is where you want to be to start your week off. You're going to get information on this call that's going to make a difference right now. Tonight is definitely no exception. Now, you hear people on the call talking about ambition. Ambition 2020, a virtual national conference, September 17th through the 19th. We've got a lot of great events going on, a lot of great promotions going on. We're going to have Walter Bond with us. We already know and love him. We've heard from him. We're going to have Joel Zeff with us. I had a great time with Joel at one of the Ambitions and one of his skits. I may even put it up on Facebook. Guys, we're going to have a blast. Attendee-only bonuses, great information, powerful speakers. You need to be registered. Only $99. Go to your power zone. Get it done. Okay? Now, let me get out of the way. I want to introduce our featured speaker for the evening. Number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy. Top 20 income earner in network marketing worldwide. And a man who's an avid fisherman and loves his guacamole. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Bear. You love your sweet tea. I love my guacamole, and everything's good, right?
There you go.
All right. Well, I want to reemphasize everybody registering for Virtual Ambition. I can tell you that it's $99, so there's not the consideration of the airfare, the gas, or the hotel rooms, or the meals, or you know any of that sort of stuff this year. For $99, you're in. And I got to tell you that the attendee-only bonuses, you know, you register for $99, you log on and enjoy Ambition. And what I can tell you is that is the bargain to end all bargains. You know, if you're going to do anything at all, you got to register. Not only do you have to register, because probably most of the people on this call are registered, you got to get all the people in your group registered, even the ones that are a little less active. You know, you need to talk to them. You know, it's just like enrolling them into the business. You know, find out what it is they want and show them how registering for Ambition will get it for them in the way of attendee bonuses, plus additional information. You know, there are always announcements. There's always a lot of really good stuff at Ambition. This year is going to be no different. This is not going to be an exaggerated Zoom meeting, by the way. I mean, there's production studios, three different stages. You know, it's going to be quite the production. So, yes, it's going to be virtual, but I can assure you that Ambit is actually spending more money on this Ambition because of the amount of production work than they would if it was a live Ambition. So they're not holding back any bars, need to get registered. More importantly, need to get all your people registered. You know, most of you on this call know that we started a Wednesday night live Zoom call, and our guest last week on that, talking about how to build the business online, was Holly Martin. So I asked Holly to join us on this call to first recap a little bit. I've got a few questions that came in after the Wednesday night Facebook live call. I said Zoom call, I meant to say Facebook live call on Wednesday. And so, Holly, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Brian. I'm here.
Okay, great. You know, I thought we'd start off, you know, we'll do a question and answer, but I thought we'd start off, if you just take, you know, 10, 15 minutes, take as long as you'd like, to kind of talk about what you did on Wednesday night, you know, and we've got 6 weeks, as you know, you were the first speaker, and, you know, what we talked about was, you know, how do you generate that list online, you know, and it's not too indifferent than the way you do it the traditional way, with a little bit of twist. So why don't you just take a few minutes, kind of, you know, 10, 15 minutes, whatever you want, to just kind of recap for those that were not on the Facebook Live, and then we'll get into some questions and answers.
Okay, I can definitely do that. Awesome. So I'm going to do just, I have a couple extra things I'll add, but I definitely, I'll say this again at the end, but the group page that we're doing this on is called the 5-Star Power Team, and that's F-I-V-E spelled out. So you'll want to search that, and you'll want to join the group. And John Drew has just, it's amazing what he built and that he's sharing it with everybody. It's like, we are so blessed for that. And he made a unit, it's Unit 7, and it's the Ambit Evolution Training Series. So what I'm about to share, there's pictures to go along with it, and you can see another version of it on there, and you can definitely tag your team in that later too. So I shared on this call, and I'm going to share now, about finding people to grow your list and then connecting to them online. And so what you really, you know, most important thing you want to look at is, how are you showing up online? You know, are you posting a lot of like controversial things? Are you kind of antagonistic maybe with some of your posts? Are you on there just posting really light stuff? You represent yourself by what you put on there. And so what you want to decide is, what do you want people to know you for? And so I like the idea of picking three different things, one of them being business related or maybe more leadership. And then the other two, like something that's you, that if you were there in person, because like Brian said, it is really the same thing in person as it is online. And what I think people do, though, is they think they want to represent them a certain way, or they want to come off a certain way, so they're not their genuine, authentic self. And people don't want that. They want to know, you know, who you really are. And you're going to attract your people and your crew by being you, you know. And so by kind of, and some people are hesitant to put things out online. I put the good, the bad, you know, I keep it light. And maybe once I go through a struggle, then I might post about what I learned coming out of it. But I really do like the idea of putting out who I am. And you'll want to put, you know, your life on there so they can see you, so they can also relate to you. So some of the things, like if you have a pet, that's a great one. I had so many people reach out to me after Wednesday, which was so cool, talking about their results. And one gentleman said he just posted a picture of his dog begging at the table and wrote, anybody else, you know, dog do this? And then just got a flood of responses of everybody going back and forth about how their pet, you know, comes to the table when they're eating. So just such a simple thing, but everybody can relate to. Maybe you are a travel buff, so you talk about places you've traveled, an artist. I put my slides on that group too, so they're all listed out on there. You're welcome to check it.
Apparently, we lost Holly. Holly, if you can hear us, go ahead and call back in. Brian, if you're there, you want to pick that up?
Yeah, I'm here. I apologize that, you know, evidently, I don't know, we lost cell connection or whatever. I know as much money as Holly's making, she definitely had the money to pay her bill, so she wasn't disconnected. Oh, sometimes, you know, you gotta love technology and hate technology. I'm watching Outlander, the series that's on Stars, Stars channel, and I'm watching Outlander, and it's quite the series. But it's about a lady in 1967 that goes back into time, back into the 1700s, and kind of goes back and forth between the two time periods. And, you know, I was telling Betsy earlier today, I said, man, if that had happened to me, if I left this time period and went back to the 1700s, you know, think of all the different inventions that had been done and ideas that had done that weren't back then. I said, you know, I'd be the richest man in the world. So this technology that we've got today wouldn't have been a technology. Would it not have been a problem back then? Oh, you're back. Okay.
Oh my gosh. But it's a storm. I don't know if anybody else, we're having major storms, and that's my only thought, as my reception is is going out. So yeah, and I didn't even know it. I looked at my watch, it dinged. So I apologize. Was I talking about the three things that represent you?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'll look at my phone now. So if that happens, I won't keep talking. So just pick something that represents you and puts you in the light of as a business too. So like, let's say like I'm a mom and let's say I love going out to eat. Like I love food. So if I just posted all about my kids and about different restaurants or food, it was like, oh, that's cool. Those are her interests. But when I bring it offline or I go to business, if they didn't see anything about that being one of my interests, then it's I feel like it's not as easy to bring that up. So you can bring up even your goals, I think, are really impactful when someone, if I see someone post like, you know, I'm looking to up level in my business, this is my goal, then I kind of am curious, I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of business they have. Or when people post different books they're reading, I love that because then they talk about something great about it and it gives me a good tip for the next book to read. But that also shows that someone that's a student of personal development. And so they are out there bettering themselves. And so once again, when you meet people and they go to your page, they'll look at you as an expert at that. What I suggested on Wednesday, and I don't know if anybody, but I think some people did it. I saw some new live videos coming through, is video is everything right now. People would rather watch a video than read text. And so if you're someone, you're like, I don't really do lives, I don't feel really comfortable doing it, then you're going to want to practice. And if you go to my Facebook page, my daughter wants to start a business and she said, can I do a live on your Facebook so I can share what I'm doing? And that if maybe if any of your, she's offered a free, one of her free products, anybody on your page wants to do it. And I said, sure. So she sat down and I did the privacy setting to only me. And I said, go ahead and let's record you and just say it once what you think you want to say and then have your student watch it. So she said her spiel and then we hit play and she watched it and she was not looking at the camera. She was looking down. So I'm like, notice you're looking down. And so we were able to go through and then I said, and notice you're talking really fast. She gets that from me. I said, we got to slow it down. I tell myself that too. And so then she slowed it down. And the next time I put, you know, took it off of only me, hit play. And then she said her thing. And so I just share that as an example of just like anything you do for the first time, you know, you got to go on and practice and you'll get better as you go. So if you haven't done that yet, go on and record yourself doing a live. And I would recommend picking something of value, maybe something you could teach, something you could show, something that you could add to other people and go on and do a live. So not your infinite energy business, something different. Other topics, and I put pictures on these. I'm just thinking if you want to go back to the Facebook thing of personal goals and professional goals. I think health goals are awesome because people, when they see someone with discipline, I also am more apt to follow someone in business and look at them a little different, knowing they're disciplined in their personal life and their professional life and, you know, physically. And then different causes. If you have something that, you know, you really feel passionate about, that's a great thing to put up and talk about because you'll definitely hit a connection with somebody else that maybe you're a cancer survivor or you have someone close to you and you post about that. A lot of people can relate to that because a lot of people know someone that's been affected by that. And then you always put in some of your tribe. So whether it's right now, you could do a screenshot of your Zoom meeting. You know, we are following the social distancing, doing the small group thing. So when I am together with just a couple business partners, you know, take a picture and post that and just showing yourself having fun because that creates curiosity as well. And so the big way, so you got to get your profile set because once you meet people and you add them, they're immediately going to scroll through your page and to see like what's this person all about. And some of the best training, John Drew made a page. It's called The Social Movement. Build your business with integrity using Facebook. But if you type The Social Movement on Facebook, you'll see John's picture is in the cover. And that training right there, I have paid for training like that. I've paid a lot of money for different social media training. He did that for free, another gift. And so jump on there and it goes as basic as let's get your profile picture right. Let's figure out what kind of comments to make, you know, to drive traffic to your page and to get those connections. And so I've also had a couple people reach out to me after Wednesday and they shared like, I am just lost on Facebook. Like they don't know how to use it, right? So what I'm going to suggest to you is find your child, your friend, you know, find someone and sit down and have them show you the basics. And so that basics, like, you don't want to come to us for that. That you can learn from a friend or family member. You know, get yourself set up on there, how to go to it, and then turn around and go to these sites. Anybody and everybody can learn it. I've known a lot of people over this last break that have got on and have just really mastered it just by being really consistent and having someone show them. So that's something that if you're that person, this, you can absolutely still do all these. You know, just have someone help you get started with it and then go to his social movement page. And so the groups. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to different groups. And I saw a thread on this that people started doing it and made so many connections. I was so happy. You're going to go to something that interests you. I use the example of Instant Pot because I have an Instant Pot. I don't cook a lot. And so I thought, oh, that'd be good because I use my crock pot a lot. And I still don't know how to use it. And so I talked about on my Facebook page that I was going to join a group. And I got so many engagements. 41 people commented. And that, you know, made a connection with other people. And then when I joined the Instant Pot group, I made a post like, send me your best Instant Pot recipes for a beginner. And just tons of people wrote. And so, for example, I'm in a group now and someone wrote, do you have life insurance? And I typed on there, yes, I have it. And then she typed something back. And just before I got on this call, I started a little thread with this lady. And I'm guessing she sells insurance. And so I'm clearly going to add her as a friend because I would love to have another, you know, someone that owns a business in my business. And then I'm going to take that into Messenger and ask her, how long has she sold life insurance? You know, what areas does she sell to? And just start asking her about her business and ask her, what would be a great referral I could give you? You know, I'm new to Texas. When I meet people here, I don't have a referral that I could give for someone here. And so that is going to build rapport with her. And then she's going to look at my page. She's going to ask me what I do. And that's going to be a way that I'm going to get her as a consultant. And so request to join the groups, you know, make posts, comment on other people's posts. Don't like it. You want to love it. And then you add them as friends. And then through that, once you get conversations going in the comments, you can take it to Messenger. And you'll want to be there on Wednesday because John is going to actually train on what to say once you take it to Messenger. And so we get to learn from the master of how to do that on Wednesday. So you'll definitely want to tune in on that page. So Brian, that was my recap. If there was anything you want to dive deeper into.
No, just a couple of questions. So we've got all different people. You know, we've got people that are experts like you are, and then we've got people that are brand new. So I want to take a second and kind of start from the beginning. So let's say you're on this call, or you know somebody that you want to get involved in this Facebook group. The first thing you have to do is join Facebook. Okay, so as Holly was saying, is you know you've got to join Facebook. You got to set up a profile, but in order for you to join a group in Facebook, you've got to be on Facebook. Okay, so I got a text from somebody saying that, you know, their personal preference for privacy reasons, they've chosen not to be on Facebook. That's fine, no problem. Just can't participate. That's the vehicle that we drive the group through. Okay, so, you know, just to be clear, if you're not on Facebook, you know, go to facebook.com, set up a profile for yourself, get a decent looking picture, whatever. And then when you get there, you can search and you just search for 5-star power team. Okay. And that's Jonathan Drew and Holly and a lot of different contributors to that group. That's the group that we're using. So you search for that and it'll bring you to that page. And then you'll see an icon there that says, you know, join the group. So when you join the group, it will ask you who invited you to the group. You can put Holly Martin, Brian McClure, Jonathan Drew, whatever. It's a closed group, so just you've got to answer the question and submit. There's 4 or 5 administrators to the group. They'll get something through Messenger that'll say, hey, you know, Joe Blow, you know, wants to be a member of your group, and you'll get accepted, you'll be approved, and then you'll get something back saying you're a member of the group. Okay, once you get admitted to the group, you have the ability to go in there and see these recorded lives. And what we're doing, and again, I'm not going to leave anything to chance here in case you're brand new and you're hearing about this for the first time. We put together an evolution, ambit evolution training, and Holly was the first speaker last Wednesday. You go to the same group, five-star power team. You go to that Facebook page, and you join the live. So you've got time between now and Wednesday for somebody to coach you up on that, but essentially you're going to open up Facebook. You're going to go to five-star power team, which is just a simple search. And next Wednesday at 8 Central, you're going to see a live that you can listen to. And that's going to be Jonathan, Drew, and myself. Last Wednesday it was Holly, Jonathan, and myself. So we're going to do that for 6 weeks. So Holly was the first week last week. Jonathan's going to be number two. We've got four other online experts, each of which are talking about a different section of how to build a business online. So, you know, just as it does in the traditional business, you start with your written list. Okay, that's what Holly's about. So what she's talking to you about is, you know, how do you get on Facebook? And, of course, you can, you know, get your friends and everything. But after you build your friends, a lot of them you might have already shown Ambit to, or you already know about Ambit. Let's say, for example, I love to fish, okay? So I could join a group of fishermen in Galveston. I could join a group of fishermen in Houston. I belong to a group, and this is not a great group to join from the Ambit Energy perspective, but I moved to New Orleans when I was 10. I lived there until I was 40, and I love New Orleans. So I'm in a huge group that's New Orleans culture, okay? And then there's another group. I lived in New Orleans in the 60s, okay? And so I get posts from them all the time, and I can go and post anything I want. The couple of times that I've posted something historical about New Orleans or whatever, I get ton of responses. Oh, yeah, I did that too. You know, the big amusement park when we were growing up there is Pontchartrain Beach. So put something up about Pontchartrain Beach. The big roller coaster there was the Zephyr and the Tiki Bar and you know, all these different iconic type rides and everything at Pontchartrain Beach. And every kid in New Orleans for, you know, since the 50s went to Pontchartrain Beach. So the point is, you post something there and all of a sudden you got 30 or 40 different responses, and you just start engaging that person. You respond to their response, to their response, to their response. You start to build a relationship with that person. Not everybody, but, you know, you'll just be able to kind of get a feel for, hey, there's a click here. And then all of a sudden, you know, Jonathan's going to talk about, you know, what you actually say to the people to convert them from being a casual person to becoming your friend to bring them into Ambit. So what Holly has mentioned, and I'll get to a couple of questions here in a second, but what Holly has mentioned, which is critical, is this is not you get somebody on and you know, and they respond to a phishing thing and say, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm in insurance. Oh, I'm in Ambit Energy. Would you be interested in listening, you know, hearing about it? No, 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 no. You know, God gave you two ears and one mouth. So you're listening to them. You're trying to create value for them. And how Holly's example about an insurance agent, maybe you can refer somebody to them, you know, create value for the other person. Have them come to you. It's called the law of attraction. A lot of great books written on the law of attraction. You know, where you're creating value for somebody, and so they're attracted to you. And when you learn that skill, and it is a learned skill, I'll also tell you that this process is not an overnight process. You got to start, but, you know, this is going to take a while for you to learn how to generate leads online. But good Lord knows it's a lot easier than talking to somebody in line at a grocery store, which most people are uncomfortable with, you know. The bottom line is you're typing back and forth, you're sending pictures, you're developing a relationship, and you're way into the future, well after you know quite a bit about the person before you're going to engage them on a telephone call. So just wanted to make sure everybody was clear. You've got to be a member of Facebook. Then after becoming a member of Facebook, you want to make sure that you join the a five-star power team. And Holly, tell them one more time, if they weren't on last Wednesday's call, if they go into Five Star Power Team, where would they find that call?
Yes, so there's units as a section. If you're on a mobile device, it's going to be right below the banner. So across the, it says 5-star power team, right below that banner, there'll be a link that says units. If you're on the desktop, on the left side of that, there is a row. It says about discussion units is the next one there. So you click the word unit, and then that brings up all the different trainings. And this one is unit 7. So it's the last unit. So you would just scroll to the bottom, and it's actually called Ambit Evolution Training Series. And so you would find the units in that group.
So what's in there is the training that Holly did last Wednesday. And even if you were on last Wednesday's call, I'd encourage you to go listen to it again. You know, she's got a slide presentation. It's an expansion of what she talked about tonight. But you have the ability to go back and kind of get caught and to refer to it. You know, this is not a one and done deal. You know, this is a new process for a lot of people that are traditionally building the business like I have for years. It's a transition. Some things are intuitive, and other things you just have to know mechanically how to execute. So, Holly, you know, I think first question I'd have for you is, so somebody joins a group, okay? And in my example, I love to fish, so I joined the, you know, Fishermen of Galveston group, which I know is a deregulated area. And I know that it's Ambit, so I'm going to try to join groups in deregulated areas in Ambit. I'm not going to join a fishing group in Alaska. I might do that for my own personal satisfaction because I've gone fishing in Alaska several times. But with respect to building a online list of prospects, I'm going to make sure that it's in the service area. In my case, I live in Austin, so, you know, if it got to the point where I was actually going to meet the person and kind of transition it from an online relationship to eyeball relationship, Galveston's striking distance. But, you know, talk a little bit about people that are brought into the group. And I know Jonathan's got a group in Colorado. He's got another group in Florida. And, you know, the fact that those people have to work back into the service area. So I know you lived in Illinois, you just recently moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but how do you pick what groups to join and where you kind of target geographically?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I moved to Denton, and that is a co-op, and so I can't be my own customer, but I looked out at the places that are kind of nearby me. And so what I've done is I joined a mom's group of one that covers areas that are, and so I'm kind of intentional when I see them post, I'll click on their name, and usually people put where they live, and I'll check that. But if I were to do, like, if I just wanted to do Dallas, and I wanted to, let's say, do something like us, they have so many moms groups, so I'll use as or a garage sale group even. I mean, there's so many different ones. I'll look at that specifically and go, okay, we do have service in Dallas. I'll go the Dallas garage sale group or whatever it is, and then click and join that, knowing everybody now that's in that group is going to be in the service area.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of buy-sell groups, you know, people that are selling stuff online, and, you know, one of those is I belong to, you know, it's kind of a crafty thing, you know, people are making furniture, different stuff, you know, that is of interest to me, and I'll see somebody that really is a good craftsman or good artist or something like that, and you just engage them in you know, they're trying to sell something or, you know, market their artwork. Just say, man, you know, that's incredible how long you've been an artist, you know, and just start going back and forth. You know, have you shown in any galleries? You know, just pour yourself into what do you do besides art, or is this what you do full time? And, you know, that's incredible and blah, blah, blah. And what happens is a relationship forms, and sooner or later, if you pour yourself into them, they're going to come back and say, oh, well, what do? You know, and if they don't, that's okay. Just keep on rolling, you know, keep on with that relationship. But Holly, let's talk about that. You know, what I call the law of attraction, and, you know, what's your goal as you're starting to engage these people and creating the written list? So, you know, you're working, you know, 50, 60, 70 people seriously, constantly kind of looking for new people that may get engaged. You know, and I know Jonathan's going to talk a little bit more about it, but talk a little bit about what you do to attract them, and, you know, what are some of the things you do to kind of convert the conversation to come in your direction.
So I remember I was really young and I heard WIFM, what's in it for me, you know, where really everybody, a lot of times when people start talking, I think, what can I do like for that person so that when they talk to me, you know, they're, so that they kind of think, what's in it for them. And so first I'll be like, is there anything, any way I could add value? A lot of times people will post, does anybody know someone that, and so I'll be like, okay, who can I refer to them? Or can I give a tip to them so that they can, I can answer their question or help them find the answer to that. And so then you immediately have rapport because you were trying to help them. And then with the law of attraction thing, it's my favorite thing in the world, because I feel like when I start out with knowing what my intention is to be able to add value or help them, it just comes up to where I'm able to turn it back around. So I'll start by asking them what they do. That's usually a really easy, and they say whatever they do, and we talk about their career, and then they turn it back. And when they turn it back to me, rather than me writing this huge paragraph and then shooting over three videos and asking them to get on a three-way call, like so eager, I mention it and I say it, but I don't spit up all over them with all of it, and I turn it back to them. And so the more that they're talking, because people's number one thing they love to talk about is themselves. And so I can find the more I ask them questions and the more I let them talk, then the more they're going to leave and being like, I really like her. And so I'll usually try to find a reason, you know, to get back with them, or I'll ask them about something they have coming up. And so I was going to mention this too. Anybody that's maybe wants to do digital as far as like keeping track of everybody, there's different customer relationship marketing tools. And so if you're a pen and paper person, then keep with that, and that works for you. If you're someone that likes the digital side, just want to give them one suggestion. It's called HubStop, H-U-B as in boy, stop. It's free, and it's an app, and there's a desktop. You can go in, and you can put your leads in as a way to do it. I'm starting to do that now. I've always done paper in the past, but like Brian's saying, now that we're doing more online and my numbers are a lot more online now, I found that that helps me stay more organized, and so I'm moving that over there. So I still keep it about them, and then I'll find that when I tell them what I do, but then I don't keep going off on it, they come back and they ask me again. And so that's kind of been my golden thing, is them asking me questions versus me just oversharing and telling about what I do.
And if you think about it, just from you know, and I say this over and over again, you've got two ears and one mouth. So, you know, what you're trying to do is, you know, when you're speaking, you're providing value. Okay. So if your goal is, you know, is to recruit them into Ambit, that's not going to work. You know, what you're doing is you're creating value for somebody. It's the number one thing you're trying to do. So if you look at that as the speak, you know, so your outward energy is to create value for them and to get them talking about themselves, and then you want them talking about themselves as much as you can. That's the two ears, that's the listening part of it. And so, you know, if you just begin to understand, as you're developing relationships with these people that you're meeting online through these different groups, and again, I want to reiterate what Holly said, is, you know, I like to fish. You know, if you like to play golf, there's a gazillion groups for that. If you're a mom, there's a gazillion groups for that. You know, you're in the Little League, there's a gazillion groups for that. There's so many Facebook groups. I mean, you can literally put anything in. And I don't want to digress too much. We're talking a lot about Facebook, but a lot of you are probably familiar with the app called Nextdoor. And Nextdoor is actually headquartered in Austin, but it's all over the country now, where, you know, basically it's a community within a neighborhood. So we live in Steiner Ranch. I'm a member of Steiner Ranch Nextdoor. And it's just people in the neighborhood talking about accidents, talking about somebody breaking into cars, you know, in search of electrician. There's, you know, pictures of a snake in the backyard. You know, anybody know anything about that? Well, my son is a herpetologist, so anytime there's a snake thing, I cut and paste send it to my son. He tells me what it is real quick, and I respond back. So there's so many different ways and different tools that you can use, but, you know, to engage people. and get to know them. And, you know, there's one particular person in next door in Austin, and, you know, what he does is does computer repair and, you know, digital installations of TVs and Wi-Fis and networks and stuff like that. And, you know, I've used him a couple of times because he's in the neighborhood, so there's no travel charge. You know, he's less expensive than one of the big box stores or something, and the guy's just fantastic. Well, you know, now I've developed a relationship with him, though I met him online. So, you know, it's not just Facebook. That's where I'd suggest everybody start, but there are a lot of different online communities that you can join. One other thing, Holly, talk a little bit about, you know, we're in the political season, you know, we're in the Trump Biden, you know, World War III, you know, who's going to get elected next president, situation. We've got Black Lives Matter going on. We've got defunding of police. We've got all this just supercharged political stuff. Talk a little bit about that with regard to people's Facebook pages.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. I had a consultant that when he started, his whole page was political, and he came up with one on his own, but he's like, I know if I'm going to do this the way I want to do it, I can't have my page be that polarizing. And so he went and took a lot of it down. That was his choice, and, you know, now he's building his page more neutral. So my personal opinion is I don't put a lot of that on Facebook, just personally. That's when I talk with my friends and people that I know, and not necessarily want to debate that with strangers and acquaintances. But if you want to, no sweat, I think the thing should be on, you can put your personal opinion and how you feel. The problem I have is when people put how they feel and then follow up by, and everyone else who thinks different is basically dumb. You know, that's our problem, is when we say this person is it, and how can these people that go after this person, don't they have a brain? You know, so if you want to put that stuff on there, I think you can still do it tastefully, although I would do it minimally, because if somebody, me personally, I keep my post, my feed really positive. And so you got to think of that too. When you come across someone's feed, and if it's just a constant debate over, you know, over these issues, I don't really want that in my life. And so I unfollow. And so if you have posts like that, and so unfollow is, you can be friends with somebody. Let's say a guy, Jim, let's say I'm friends with him, and everything he's posting is just bashing the supporters of one group. I can go to Jim and I can just go unfollow, not unfriend. And he doesn't know that I did that. So according to him, we're still friends and he's still on my friends list, but nothing he posts will I ever see. If I type his name in and click his name, I can see his stuff, but it'll never just come through my page. And so what I think of is when I put things is, if I post too much of one thing or too controversial, people will unfollow me. And I unfollow somebody if they start a business and they post on the hour every hour about me buying their XYZ product or weight loss pictures, again, every hour on the hour. Like, it's just clogging up my feed. I unfollow it. And so that goes back to having like three different things you're interested in, so you hit different people's interests along the way there. So I keep it neutral, because if I'm ultra liberal and I'm really loud about it, someone that's ultra conservative might not join me in business just because they don't see that, when in reality, when it's just ambit, we'd have been a great match. But I made it where I didn't seem like I would even be able to be worked with somebody that didn't agree with me.
Yeah, and it cuts both ways. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, big time liberal and you're posting all that stuff, you're going to, you know, the conservatives are going to shy away and just, you know, I don't want to fool with that. And if you're big time conservative, and, you know, the liberals are going to shy away, you know, and then all these social justice topics of Black Lives Matter and, you know, All Lives Matter and all the controversy over all that. And, you know, all the, you know, even up, you know, pedophilia and human trafficking. I mean, it's just endless, you know. So if you're positive, people are attracted to you. It's almost impossible. I don't care, you know, if you're for Trump or Biden or whatever, doesn't matter. It's almost impossible to be positive, because, you know, most people have a vent one way or another. I don't mind sharing with people I'm conservative, okay? So most of my friends are conservative, though I have some very good friends like Bear Gordon on this call that's not. You know, that doesn't get in the way of our friendship. But what happens is, you know, everything that I've got on there is all one way. I've got a lot of liberal friends, You know, I mean, I don't defriend somebody just because they're liberal. Well, they start putting all their negative stuff in there, you know, not me calling them stupid, but them calling me stupid, or them starting to get into war with somebody that was conservative that post on something that I have. There, it is impossible in today's environment, in my opinion, whether it be a social justice issue or it be a political issue, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Black Lives Matter, human trafficking, you know, whatever the issue is, it's impossible not to have a lot of negative creep in there. So, you know, if you want to build your Facebook page with building your business in mind, it's best, in my opinion, to just eliminate all that. And keep it as neutral as possible, because then that way it just doesn't get in the way and you don't have the negative things. You know, if you go to Holly's page or you go to John's page or whatever, you know, it's all very positive. You know, Holly's page is, you know, I saw on Holly's page the other day that, you know, she's got three girls. The new neighbor across the street had three girls. Her ex-husband's new wife had three girls, and all the girls got together and had a big party. You know, I mean, it's like, that's really cool. You know, she just moved to Denton. I mean, it's very positive that her girls already have friends to play with. You know, life is normal. It just put a smile on my face. You know, well, if I'd gone to her page and saw this big blow up about Trump and Biden going back and forth, regardless of what her stance was, all the negative stuff in the comments down below and everything, that's just a turnoff. You know, so in my opinion, you just can't win if you're gonna get into the political and the social justice end of conversations with people. You know, just don't go there. If everything you post is positive, what do people want to be surrounded by? Positive people, positive attitudes. They don't want to be surrounded by negative. So, you know, you're the commander of the ship. You're the captain of the ship. You're driving the ship. Drive the ship in a positive format, not a negative format. And, you know, I find that when I put pictures of trips, Betsy and I'll go on a trip, you know, and, you know, one of the biggest things I ever got when we had the Pacific Ocean behind us, and my sister took the picture. We'd gone to this beautiful restaurant. We're kind of sitting on a chain wall. You know, I had like, I don't know, 700 or 800 people that commented on it, you know, either loved it or liked it or what have you. So people are interested more in that, more so than quotes. If I put a quote up there, even though I think it's a great quote, you know, I won't get near as many likes as, you know, the other day I put a picture of a Crown Royal face mask up. Man, like 500-600 comments on a Crown Royal Facebook. Somebody just sent me a Yoda Facebook mask, a mask for, you know, COVID mask. And, you know, I'm going to take a picture of that and post it up there, you know, and it'll get a ton of comments. So good, fun, light things like that. Why don't you talk to that a little bit too, Holly? Some of the, I know you do with your kids, but some of the stuff you do to keep it light and fun.
Yeah, so your face, they've done like studies. If you put your face on the post, one gal that I know, she did for 30 days in a row, she put a picture of her. Might have been her and her husband or her and her kids, but her face was on the picture for 30 days in a row. Her following tripled. And it's just, it got more engagement. People do, they want to see you. So if you're someone that kind of hides behind the camera or whatever, like, you know, do a day, do your hair, do your makeup, put on something that you feel good in, you know, and take a picture if you want to start that way. And then eventually you'll be more comfortable just posting yourself as is. Like now I'm not, I'll just put whatever up. But that's definitely what he says, because people want to see the real you. The less like scripted and the less staged things seem, people don't want that. They want real. And one other platform that is just as powerful, if not more, than Facebook is Instagram. So here I'll say this, if Facebook is new to you and you're getting used to Facebook, please stay here, get comfortable and love that. If you're someone, now you've been on Facebook, you're totally comfortable and you've got that going, I definitely think I've just started doing a lot more on Instagram and have enjoyed that because it's a totally different market that now I'm building and commenting on people's things and getting to that aren't on my Facebook. But keep it simple. Like I said, if Facebook is new to you, please don't go somewhere else. Stay here and get really comfortable with it. but it's definitely in the Nextdoor app. That was a great suggestion. And LinkedIn, maybe you're already on LinkedIn and you do more on that than Facebook. That's awesome. You know, stay there and you can do that too. But yeah, showing glimpses of your life is huge. And so people will want to know. And here's the cool thing too. When you meet people from groups, if I just met people like I do when I'm out and about in line at Target or at Starbucks, I don't know their backstory. I just met them. I have those couple minutes to connect. When we meet someone in a group and we add them, you can Facebook stalk them. I can go down and I can see they have pets, they have children, they enjoy travel, and then I know some of their hot spots. And sometimes they put their pain all out there too, and they might talk about being short on bill, in money for bills. So when I go in and we're messaging, you've already kind of got that insight. You know that if I'm talking to someone and they don't have any kids and they don't whatever, I'm not going to share how great the flexibility is of my job being home with my kids since they're not at school because of COVID. That doesn't apply to them. You know, so I can find something else that does and then bring that up. So that's a huge, huge advantage. And then even Jen, just looking at your page and seeing you and feel like they know you, they'll share more with you. I find that people feel like they know me even though they don't, because I do put my whole life out on Facebook. And so it really warms them up and it makes it easier for me to go into like deeper conversations faster.
Yeah, I think that's really, really important, you know, and like I said earlier in the call, you know, all this takes time for you to get comfortable with, and you know, it takes time to, you know, all of a sudden you'll start clicking around and go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that I could click on their profile and see if they're single or they're married. I mean, people put what they want to put out there, but there's a lot of information there. You know, you can see, you know, used to live in, you know, born in Houston, Texas. Well, I was born in Houston, Texas. So now all of a sudden, you know, I've gotten this relationship with this guy that's, you know, does red fishing in Galveston or whatever. I click on his profile, I read about him, find out he's married, find out he's got kids. Now, some people keep their profile, you know, almost non-existent because they don't want that information out there, but most people don't, you know. So all of a sudden, I found out he's married, he's got kids, you know, goes to First Baptist Church, you know, or he's Catholic or, you know, whatever it is. So it just kind of gives some talking points to where I'm not saying, oh, I read on your profile that you were Catholic, you know, but I might send him something saying, you know, hey, one of the things I kind of do for the community is, you know, an organization called Mobile Loaves and Fishes. And, you know, here's the website, you know, kind of came out of the Catholic Church, you know, again, not mentioning that he's Catholic or anything, but I know that's kind of a, you know, something that may kind of be a hook, if you will, and, you know, came out of St. John Newman Catholic Church in Austin. Take a look at the website and check it out. It's pretty cool, you know. And, you know, all three of my kids are adopted, you know, so there's adoption groups, you know, where people are talking about, you know, raising kids, adopting kids and so on and so forth. Well, I sit on the board of the organization that we adopted the kids from, you know, so it's a whole nother thing. So any way that you can interface with people and then click on their profile, learn more about them, understanding a lot of these conversations are going to go nowhere, you know, but there's some that are just going to click and you're going to know when that happens. And, you know, when that happens and you start to advance the conversation, we're going to get into the topic of next week's call that Jonathan Drew himself and myself are going to be on the call. So you're not going to want to miss Wednesday's, and I saw, call it a call, but it's a Facebook Live. And what he's going to do is he's going to talk about how to implement a system for showing the plan. In other words, how do you do that conversion from, okay, I've got this conversation going with this person, you know, how do I convert it into actually showing them the plan? Because, you know, we all know from the fundamentals, you make the written list, then you do the invitation. It's not an invitation to join, but an invitation to take a look. And then you do presentation, and enrollment can only occur at the third step, presentation. So, you know, this is no different. There's the steps, you know, we talked about basically the written list, but in an online way. Okay. Then there's an invitation, and Jonathan's going to talk to you about how to invite them. And then there's the actual presentation, and there's a lot of different presentations. So as we go through this 6-week series, we're going to kind of go through the system that way and kind of, you know, spin you up on what's the online version of that. And, you know, and that is going to be every Wednesday starting, you know, second week is this Wednesday. And the last week is the Wednesday before Ambition. So everything between now and Ambition, you know, again, you know, you need to go to five-star power team, excuse me, and get registered in the group. And then on Wednesday at 8 Central, 9 Eastern, you'll go to that group site and you'll see a Facebook Live up. Now, it may not, depending on if you pull it up on your phone or your computer, it might not be right at the screen. Just scroll down until you see a Facebook Live. We'll go, we'll start it right at 9 o'clock. So, or maybe a couple of minutes before, and you'll see a Facebook Live. You'll see Jonathan, Drew, myself, or both of us. And that's what you're looking for. So if you're not familiar with Facebook Live, it's just basically a live video feed that you're going to watch on this Facebook group off of your computer or your phone. Well, Holly, I really appreciate you getting on. You have any last-minute thoughts or any encouragements or anything you want to share before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I would love just one really quick. When you said it perfectly, you're talking about the invitation presentation. When you're doing these invites, I'll have people, maybe they send 10 messages out inviting someone to look at it, and they get no response. And so then they say, oh, 10 people said no. Actually, 10 people didn't say no. 10 people just didn't take the invitation, right? It's not a quote rejection or a no to Ambit until they see the business. So know that because we're doing it online, there's going to be more numbers. So if I was with somebody and talking to them and, you know, in person, they might look at the business a little quicker than maybe the five people that I don't know or I haven't built a rapport with. So that's what we're going to talk about, building more. But I just want to share, as you're starting this, don't get discouraged. If you don't get all the responses right away, it will take more. But the beauty is it takes a minute to do it. It doesn't cost you anything. So you can put a ton out. You know, you didn't leave your house to do it. And just know that expect it. And that power, I'll go back to the law of attraction, that when I go on, I'm intentional and I speak it, that's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. I keep doing it and knowing the numbers are going to work. And so just have that, keep the positive energy to it. You know, when you reach out, people will be able to feel that. And so if you're feeling discouraged or you're frustrated with it, that could come off and that could actually repel people. So keep it light and fun. And if you do a lot and maybe you're getting stuck, you know, send it to your sponsor, your upline, maybe do a screenshot and have someone, you know, tell you, make you tweak it a little bit to get different results. But it's a really, really fun way. All the people you're going to meet, and just look at it as all the relationships. And I have so many people that did not join me 2 years ago when I started, but over the last 2 years, you know, have joined my team, even though it didn't happen right away. And so always leave that super positive, you know, leave it open and on good terms. If you do reach out and they don't maybe take the invite or the presentation at that time, just know that you will get there, you know, so don't quit. And can't wait to see y'all Wednesday. I'm looking forward to Wednesday as well. So join the group now so that you're all set and you can get your team members and tag them all in there as well. And thank you, Brian. Thank you for heading this up. I think this is so beneficial. I know it benefited my team a lot. And so I just really appreciate you for doing all this.
Yeah, you bet. I talked about it on the Wednesday night call. You know, there's a paradigm shift, you know, and I think COVID has just accelerated the shift. You know, the shift was going from traditional to more online, and a lot of people were doing both, and they're still, you know, that's going to continue forever. But with COVID, what happened was is that, you know, actually there's a policy in Ambit Energy says you can't hold a meeting right now. So, you know, I mean, it's part of our policies, but no one's going to come to a meeting if you tried to hold a hotel meeting or an in-home meeting anyway. So while if you're a traditional business builder like I've done and built my whole business on in-home meetings is kind of the foundation, a lot of hotel meetings and one-on-ones and two-on-ones and the rest too, but in-home meetings, that's not happening right now. And so you've got the opportunity to plug in to Holly and Jonathan and so many others that we're going to have on these calls that have been doing this for a while and begin that transition, because If you want to build a mega business in the future, I believe that you're going to have to develop some online skills. You know, it's not going to ever go back to the way it was traditionally. You know, now, does that mean we're not going to have hotel meetings? No, we will at some point in the future. Does that mean we're not going to ever have in-homes anymore? No, we will at some point in the future. But I want you to think about this. How hard was it to you to get somebody to come to an in-home or a hotel meeting? You know, it's not easy. You know, this is all pre-COVID. Now with COVID, how hard do you think it's going to be? And what are you going to say when somebody says to you, you know, Brian, I'm just not comfortable going into a group of strangers yet, you know, with this COVID thing. I know we've got the vaccine and, you know, things are better and everything, but I just, you know, it's not something I'm really interested in doing. What's your retort to that? You know, what are you going to tell them? You've got no retort. So I'm telling you, there's a paradigm shift that was beginning to occur. It's been accelerated. Our business, our industry called network marketing is never going to be the same. And if you want to build a mega business, you're going to have to create a certain degree of online skill set. So with that, we'll close it out. Bear, open it back up. Thank you so much, Holly. Appreciate everything you do, and all the presentations you do online or Zoom presentations are fantastic that people can tie into. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And Bear, open it back up. Let everybody say goodnight to executive consultant Holly Martin.
Awesome, Holly. Awesome, awesome. Hey, folks, I'm going to get out of the way and let you all say thank you to Holly. Here we go. Hold on.